Hello?
Hi, Crystal. It's
Phoebe. Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. I hope you had a good weekend. So
I did. I hope you did, too.
I did. Well, you know what? I'm recovering. I actually have to, today, I have to go to the dentist to get two teeth pulled. And they're going to do a bone graft. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm over here, like, having a patatus.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, I got two of my wisdom tooth removed from the back.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You don't feel it until you feel it, like, maybe, like, the second day.
Yeah. You know, it's so weird because I had the toothache.
A lot of ibuprofen.
Yeah, a lot of ibuprofen and Tylenol. I've been mixing them both because I'm just, like, right now the pain's okay, but today I have to go. And I'm like, oh, I went on Friday, and let me tell you, I was freaking out. And my husband's like, what is wrong with you? And, I mean, I had my kids natural. Like, I took no pain medicine, nothing. I was like, I don't want no needles. And I'm telling you, on Friday, I was hysterically crying. My husband's like, he's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm freaking out. And he's like, oh, my gosh. But they couldn't even do it because I take baby aspirin for my heart. And he's like, I can't do the work now. He's all, but I'm going to relieve your pain a little bit to kind of give you comfort. So I had to go back today. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And they get implants later. Girl, $6,000 I'm hearing.
Oh, my
Lord. What it's going to cost for that. But it depends. The dentist that I have, he's not one of those. He's a little chinito, pero no hace like, how can I tell you? Like, he doesn't upsell people. He's a family dentist for our family, so... I'm like, oh. I'll be glad once the pain's gone, you know? But
well,
here we are.
Strong. Are they going to put, like, the laughing gas on you or no?
No, no. Mm-mm. But you know what? I went to him on Friday, and his son numbed me completely. I didn't even feel when he was numbing me. Even in the area that's infected, I didn't even feel it at all. Nothing. That's how good he is. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's the good part. I mean, that's the good thing.
Yeah.
That you're not going to feel anything.
Yeah. And then I'll be good. I told my husband, when I come home, I just want to go to sleep. Just leave me alone. He's like,
yes.
Okay. Have a lot of mashed potatoes for me and maybe some cup of noodles or ice cream.
like sopitas and stuff, yes.
Yeah, like a sopita or something because I'm like, I'm going to be able to
take care of you.
Yes. So, Crystal, I was looking, do you go by Crystal or Crystal May? What do you prefer?
Well, Crystal is my, like, middle name. My first name is Karen Crystal Melquiades May.
Okay. You prefer Crystal?
Like, the two easiest one to go by.
Whatever you prefer, Miha. Whenever we communicate with you, do you prefer Crystal May or Crystal? What's your preference?
Crystal May should be fine. I mean, it's okay.
Crystal May. Okay. What's your last name?
It's Melquiades, Melquiades, May, May.
Okay. So
Melquiades.
Uh-huh.
And then
May. May. Okay.
Yes.
So Melquiades.
Melquiades, May.
Oh, okay. So, Melquiades, right? Okay.
A-D-E-S.
E-S. I knew I was missing something.
Yeah.
I was like, Melquiades. Okay.
Yeah,
and then May at the end.
Yeah, May is my second last name.
Okay, perfect. And then, now, I did see an email on your Facebook page. I don't know if it's the right email. Golden Construction. LLC@gmail.com.
Well, I had to create two of them. That one, actually, my because when we were working with the other marketing team, they couldn't get to it because my assistant, she's not working with me right now due to, like, the weather being so bad. So I had to make another one that has, like, no followers at all.
Okay. So what email address do you want to use?
I was wanting to use the crystalmay9@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. we're going to use that email, like when we communicate with you, and mm-hmm. it's where your receipt's going to go to. Okay. It's not okay. an email that we post anywhere. It's just mm-hmm. we want to be able to have an email that you can also check frequently, right? Because, like, if we call you or we text you, we'll say, hey, check your emails. We sent you something. So we always like to communicate in that way as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me send you this, Crystal. I'm sending you an email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And then it's mm-hmm. going to say the VIP package with Facebook ads. Okay, Mia. I'm going to send it right now. Give me just a second real quick, and I'll let you know as soon as I send it.
Okay.
Let me just double check I put it correctly. $2.99. Yeah. Okay. All right. I just sent it.
Okay. Let me just refresh it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't got anything yet.
We'll give it about a minute or so.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to take like a couple minutes.
Yeah, no worries. In the meantime, we'll like be going over other stuff. Okay, so the company, I currently show it reading on your profile as Golden Construction, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I see your hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday and Sunday is closed. Okay.
Now, we were wanting to add Saturday just in case of, like, an emergency.
Okay. So do you want us to put, like, emergency services available, or what do you prefer?
Yeah. For example, if they needed, like, a repair or something like that.
Yeah. So I can notate it on here that you have emergency services. Let me see. Let me go here. So we could still keep it as Saturday and Sunday closed, but put emergency mm-hmm. service available. Is that how you want it?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I have their little one.
Yeah.
Aw.
They're always very active.
Aw. Well, in the morning, my granddaughter wakes up. They were here this weekend, and I'm like, why is she so cut out of Fuji right now? She's in the morning, and she's, like, just, like, staring and, like, kind of mad-dogging you. We were laughing. I'm like, Isela's not a very happy morning person, is she? And they're like, oh, she's just mad because she's hungry.
Let me sleep a little bit more.
Yeah. And then, Miha, you want to cover the 40 miles?
Yes.
Okay. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
All three would be fine, but I think I would kind of, like, reach out better with a phone call or a text message.
Phone and text. I'll put phone and text as your preference, okay? And then remember that we're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone number, okay? This is going to help you guys track your phone calls that are coming from our program. It's also a way for you to, when you go in your client dashboard, you can even categorize the calls, whether it's a follow-up call, whether it's a call that you already sent a quote. But this is going to also, it's not going to completely stop, okay, the spam calls, but it's going to prevent from you getting so many, okay? I know that there's a different phone number, the 681-443-1286. Is that your husband's phone number?
The 681-443-1286, that's my phone number.
1286. Okay, good. Because I saw that number there, or I know what it was, on the Facebook page. There was a different phone number on one of the Facebook pages I saw.
Yeah, that was my assistant's phone number.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of, like, wanted to do my own Facebook page, because right now she's not working with me. So even if she did receive some calls, she's working in another place right now, so she wouldn't have that availability to let me know.
Right. Okay, so here's what we'll do. So that number, you don't want it associated anywhere with your business, right?
Not right now.
Okay.
No. I mean, in the future, if she does, like, because I'm hiring her back.
Then it can always add on. Yeah. And then you guys are licensed and insured, or are you still in the process of all that?
No, I have both of them. That's why I'm trying to feeding, trying to get like as much customers as we can.
Yeah,
now.
Of course. Beef it up, you know, especially right now.
Yeah.
And with it, you know what, with tax season coming in too, a lot of people are going to start looking at what they're going to spend their money on, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yes. Now, I'm putting you down roofing contractor, re-roofs, new roofs. Do you want roof repairs too?
Yes, we would do roof repairs too. I mean,
okay.
Actually, we just did one. I think that's the only job we've done this winter time that the customer was willing to pay at that, like, same moment.
But thank God, right?
Yeah, because, I mean,
right,
I feel like
right.
Everybody right now doesn't have, like, enough money to kind of say, oh, yeah, I'm going to put $20,000 down in the house payment right now.
Are you guys going to eventually, like, later on down the road, start working for, what do you call that, like, where you could do financing? They could do financing eventually down the road?
We want to. We just haven't, like, found out a lot about it. Right now we have two customers that we told them, you know, because we have to have at least enough to cover the materials.
Yeah.
And the
people
that we're going to pay. So we were like, oh, yeah, you can just give us $5,000 of a down payment and then you can pay it off, like, every
month.
But unfortunately, the customers didn't have that much money available.
Yeah. It's going to work out. It's just, you know what? It's just having to figure out the system. And you know what? I'll tell you, when the people start seeing the work that you guys do, they're going to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a will, there's a way, right? Especially when it comes to your roof. Because if you don't take care of your roof, there's other problems that come along with it. you know?
There's a lot of people right now that have, like, my husband has gone to see, like, the estimates, and they're, like, really bad. I mean, they need it, like, attention,
gosh.
Like, really bad, but... Unfortunately, we don't do financing, so, I mean, we don't have, the money right now to kind of, like, say, yeah, we'll cover everything.
Yeah, no, that's tough. You got to get something, you know what I mean? Now, I was going to ask you, both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
We wanted to do, well, we are actually going to do, like, a project right now, like a commercial project.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we would just go ahead and add commercial because we do CPO and all every type of commercial roof.
Good. Okay.
The only things we don't do is, like, the ones with torch because our insurance, we didn't put it in there, so we don't cover it.
So it's not covered, yeah. No worries. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then let me see here. Okay, I got that. Okay. Now, you said the Facebook page, so you have a different one that you created, or do you want us to make a new one for you?
I created one. That one has, like, zero followers because I just created that one maybe, like, last week. But it's under, like, my Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, a business page instead of, like a profile itself.
Okay. Let me see. I think I found it. It has a roof and, like, your background photo, right? I see videos.
Yes, I just uploaded a video this morning.
Good job on this. Okay, so that's the one. What you're going to do, so with your Google Business profile and with the Facebook page, what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers. Okay, you still hold your ownership.
Okay,
but you're going to just list us as managers, so this way we can do the optimization. Okay, ma'am? Okay, perfect. All right, Crystal, we're going to go over billing. I'm going to read you a voice verification recording. It's for your protection because I do have you.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could also add the kind of like the managing of the Google space as well.
Which one, ma'am? The Google Verified? Is that what you're talking about, or which one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure if the business is verified. I mean, I've done a lot of, like, stuff to it.
Okay. Do me a favor. Can you access it right now?
Yeah. Your business
Google Verified?
It just has your, let me see. One customer interaction. It says profile print looks good. Edit profile. Your account balance is overdue, so I just paid that this morning. I mean, it doesn't,
okay.
Your manage, it has like a little check mark on it, but I'm not sure
uh-huh.
if that's the verified one.
The Google verified. Okay. There is, let me see here. You went through the background check, right?
I did, and I added like the license on it, and I added the,
let me see if I can find it.
The, I was going to say registration, but it's not a...
no, I know what you're talking about.
The license and
the insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the certificate of liability insurance. I'm going to look right now and see if I can even pull you up on the Google Verified program because you did it for Fairmont, right?
Yes. But I know that I was talking with one of the Google representatives and they said that I had two of them, that I had accidentally created like two of them.
I don't even see one. I see your Google business profile, right? So Google Verified, did you fill out an application? It used to be called Google Guaranteed. You know what I'm talking about?
Google what, I'm sorry?
It used to be called Google Guaranteed, where you pay per lead. Does that sound familiar to you?
I just went to like the ad. There's like this Google ad.
Oh, okay. You were doing the Google campañas then, right? The Google ad.
I think so. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's what it was.
Okay. So let me talk to you right now about Google Guaranteed. Are you on your computer right now?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the business and it's just your business on Google, but it doesn't like, that's why
okay.
I was a little bit like, I wasn't 100% sure if I had finished like everything. I just know that I'm paying for like $50 and I did like the website with Squarespace because they required it.
Yeah.
And I already put like all of the other steps, but I still like I'm not 100% sure if it's like.
That is
after.
A Google business profile that you have. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You never filled out an application where you had to put your social, where you had to put the year that you established the business. Right. You didn't do anything like that, correct?
I did, but it doesn't show anything out here.
Okay.
Because I did it.
Did
like
you
twice.
Go through a background check?
I believe I did. Well,
okay,
it just verified and then verify again.
Okay. Let's figure this out. Do you see a CID number there?
I know that. I think it's in like support
in the bottom or things.
Go to your, let me see here. Let's figure this out.
See your profile. I mean, I know that when I spoke with, like, the person that helped me with the
uh-huh.
app, they told me where it was, but... Well, I'm not sure if it's that zero. It's like a very long number, 03497 0958206.
Is it like nine numbers?
It's a bunch of numbers.
Okay. Hold on.
There's like 17 numbers on it.
Okay, so let's talk numbers first while I just chatted my manager from that department to see if he could tell me where we can find your CID number. So
okay.
we can take it over, okay? If we take it over, Crystal, there is a $250, like it's like a transfer fee to us, right? We would need the CID number. You're going to give us access, and then our team can go in and see if it was already 100% completed or si le falta algo, right? Like if you, there's one more thing that you need, okay? So we can get you approved. Now, to give you an idea as well, so because you started the process, right, if it shows that, yes, you started the process, okay, then what happens is once you're approved, we will manage it for you, okay? You will pay Google directly for the leads. You are going to pay us a 25% on each lead, okay? So I'm going to give you what those numbers would look like for you, okay? Your zip code is a 26554, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and we're looking at, I would assume you listed yourself as a roofer when you started that, correct?
Yes, I put myself down as a roofing contractor.
It
looks like I have two businesses. So it's Golden Construction, one in Fairmont, and then there's another Golden Construction in Morgantown.
In Morgantown. Okay, let me see. Let me look at the Morgantown one, see if something comes up. Your paperwork, is it all with the Morgantown address or with the Fairmont?
It's with the Fairmont one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it shows like status is verified for both of them.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't even see anything coming up for, I see the Golden Construction in the state of Fairmont, but not in Morgantown. But let me see. Because I'm wondering if it's mistaking it with your Google Business profile, but it couldn't be because you said you went through a background check. Okay, let me see something. Golden. Yeah, see, even when I do Golden Construction in, and I put Morgantown, West Virginia, nothing comes up. All I see is like the Home Advisor listing. I see it looks like the, I see the Squarespace. I think I found that one. Let me see if this one's yours. Yeah, no, that's someone else. Okay. Yeah, the only one it gives me the one in Fairmont is the one that comes up for the Morgantown.
Well, yeah, that would be the only one that I would want to use.
Right. Of course, the one in Fairmont, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the Morgantown one. Correct. But I don't see anything, like, even if I'm searching for in Morgantown, I put, let me see what roofers come up for. Nah, yo no veo nada. I don't see anything at all. I'm over here assuming you speak Spanish. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
I go back and forth. Oh, you do? Okay. I'm all over. I go back and forth all day long. Oh my gosh. I'm like, over here thinking, she's probably like, what Spanish do you speak?
No, I mean, I do Spanglish too. Los dos.
Let me see.
You can probably hear my husband in the back too, so.
It's okay. I know. It's so funny. My husband, he does it like, yo lo platico como de focha, right? My husband can understand it, but don't ask him to speak to you in Spanish because he'll just look at you like, what? Yeah, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Anthony, are you serious? And then he goes, because when he was a kid, his grandma spoke nothing but Spanish to him and he understood it, but as an adult, como se le olvide, right?
Okay, yeah, I mean, he might just practice in the mirror, but he's probably too, like, scared to come to get it
out. Exactly. Yes. So, here's the thing, right? If you already have the Google Business profile, right, and it's just us managing it, okay, taking it over, you will pay Google directly $34.67 per lead. Okay. But with us, you would pay the management fee, which is $8.67. Okay.
Per lead as well.
Yes. Okay. That's what you would pay us. Now remember, we would be managing it. Okay. And then let me do this. We would be managing it. So this way we're doing the optimization of it and so forth. Okay. So we're making sure we're watching it. Like if we saw that one wasn't qualified and it slipped through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google so you could get that credited back to you. So this way we kind of take it off your hands, but you still have to pay Google directly for the lead. Okay. Let me see, because he just told me there's a mailer that I could send you that's going to help us walk through where we could find your CID. Let me find it here. Okay. Bear with me.
I know that they showed me last time, but
it's okay, Miha. We're going to figure it out. We are definitely going to figure it out. Let's see. Grant us access. Great news. I need the one that says Google Verified. Here we go. Okay, so application notes, Google Business Profile, Advanced Verification, Understanding Google Verified Billing. Nope. I need the one that says Customer ID Request. I think it's this one. Sign it. Okay, Crystal, I'm going to send this to you, and you and I are going to walk through it. Okay? I'm just going to email it. So we're going to go through this step by step. It says sign in to your Google Ads account. Click the help icon with the question mark in the top right-hand corner.
Oh, yeah. My email is Crystal May, but it's with an I.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me
Yeah, so it. I think that's why I never got your email.
That's probably why you're not getting anything. Okay, so let me go back. It's Crystal, M-A-I.
C-R-I-S-T-A-L. May9@gmail.com.
M-A-Y or I?
M-A-Y.
So it's C-R-I is how you spell Crystal, right? No wonder I spelled it wrong. Con razón. Okay. So Crystal is with an I, M-A-Y, the number 9@gmail.com. Oh, my gosh. Yes. No wonder. I'm like, I wonder why she's not getting my email. Jesus. Okay. Let me resend this one to you, the mailer, so this way we can get that. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Google Verified ID Request. Okay. Sent it. And then I'll work on the other email. This one, you and I are going to go step by step. Okay. So. Let's see what it says here. To begin, all right, sign into your Google Ads account. Click the help icon that has a question mark in the top right corner.
Google Ads. I haven't received an email yet. So let me check. Maybe it's in my spam. Oh, there I go.
Okay.
Great. I've got it right now. This message appears suspicious. Sign into your Google Ads account. Okay. I think I have to sign in.
Yeah, you're going to probably have to sign in.
Got it. Create up to 5 custom views. I'm going to skip that for now.
Yeah. So you'll look somewhere in the top right-hand corner. There's going to be click the help icon. It's like a question mark.
Oh, help.
Okay. And then it says find and provide your customer ID at the bottom of the help menu.
ID. Find your Google as customer ID.
Yep.
Have your customer ID when you contact.
It'll be like, it'll be three numbers, four numbers. So it's going to be like 10 digits.
I am signed in, but apparently not.
Doesn't that drive you crazy when you sign into something and then it says you're not? Like, oh my gosh.
Okay, so it's like in the help. And then
yeah.
I should go all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because according to this, it says go all the way down. You're going to go to find and provide your customer ID at the bottom of the help menu.
At the bottom, it says keyboard shortcuts, contact us, guided steps, new features and announcement, ask to help community, leave feedback. Should I use value, use the overview page? Okay. Enterpriser. Customer ID. Is there anything specific you would like to know or do with your customer ID? Yes.
All the different little steps, huh? I was like, just make it simple. Give me the customer ID.
And it's like, great. Please let me know what you'd like to do with your customer ID, and I'll do my best to help.
Just say I need my customer ID number.
I did, but it's asking me why I need it.
I would just say I can't find it. It should just pop it up.
I'm not sure how to help with marketing. Can you please provide more details? I need it. I'm not sure what it is. Do you
You're like, stop with the replies. Just give me the number. Okay, look at the top. All right, let's go to help menu.
It should be here. I know that he showed me last time where to find it, but. Add custom view. Help. Maybe in settings. Business security. Modifications, meet your new creative partner, Nano Banano. Oh, actually, I think this one's it. Google Ads account, and then under it, it has a 947 and then a slash 350 and then another slash and then 9078.
Okay. Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Looks like a phone number type.
Yeah, it almost looks like a phone number, right? Yeah. Okay. Give me 1 second.
And then I believe, well, I haven't went to my Squarespace, but I know that I bought like a domain and it should be good for
yes. Okay, so you have your domain, so we can use a domain to build your website too. Okay, let me see here. right, let me go here because I just want to clarify something.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So if we do the Google Verified, okay, together with the other package, today is going to be the $299 and then plus the $250 for us to take it over, right?
So it would be like $250.
Let me see, Mija. Let me figure out the math. If I do it in my head, I can't even think right now. Sorry. Come on, let me take out the calculadora. Okay, so then we would be looking at $549 to start it today. Okay. Now, let me tell you how this is all going to work, right? So my team's going to go in. They're going to request access from you, and then they're going to get into that to see si le falta algo or if everything's already approved. Okay. Then, because I don't know if you even activated leads, I feel like what you paid, the $50, was for the Google ads, the campañas on Google. Because that, you could possibly pay that much if you're running it on your own, right? The Google Verified is going to be different, okay, which is formally known as the Google Guaranteed, where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. Google Verified, Google Guaranteed is at the very, very top of the page, okay? And it has that check mark, right? That'll say Google Verified, okay?
Yeah. I think we're just going to start with the price that we had thought about at the beginning, and then I would probably just do it next time.
I could try to help you with the pricing so it's not so much for the transfer, you know what I mean? Let's talk about that, because honestly, Google Ads, Google Verified is better than Google Ads. I would not do Google Ads. Okay, I would always offer you the Facebook and the Google Verified. So, the application fee is obviously, that's a lot of money for you, right? The $250, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all at once right now.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. So let's try to figure out something here. I want to work out some numbers for you. Let's see what we can do to help you with pricing, okay? So, let's see if we did $299 and then let me try. I'm gonna try to grab a credit that I could try to apply to this to help you. $299 and then what do I do? Okay. Okay. I have an option. Let's see if this works for you, okay? I'm going to run this by you. So basically, what if I can get the $299 package? If I can get it for you at my friends and family rate at $249 a month, okay, that's going to save you $50 there a month, okay? So instead of you paying $299 for that package, I'm going to see if I can get it for you dropped to $249, okay? So, if you pay $249, the only difference is you would be coming in at my friends and family rate, okay? Nothing changes as far as what's included in that package. No más que we'll ask you to commit, Crystal, to stick it out with us for 4 months, okay? Because that's what the friends and family rate does, okay? And with your application fee, I can save you another $50. So the, not the application fee, the transfer fee, excuse me, would be $200. So basically today you would pay
$449.
$449? Mm-hmm. So it's saving you like $100. I don't know if that works for you. Let me know so we can try to figure out to help you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of just wanted to, stick with the original $299 that we had planned out with you.
Okay.
But I just wanted to see if there was like a possibility to add that in there, because I know when we spoke at the beginning. That was part of like the package.
It's called the ideal package, but well, tell me, what are you guys able to do? So I can see if I can even meet you guys there or try to get close to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we had like
the season,
those,
you know?
$300
uh-huh.
To kind of like pay it towards what, because that's what we already spoke about.
Yeah.
So that's how much we have right now to kind of like pay for that.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah, because I think, let me see something. Let me see. I'm still trying to figure out something with my manager, because I really want to help you guys. I think to just help you get like where you need to be at.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
No, of course, mija. Okay, so here's what I asked her. Just because I explained to her like your situation, you guys have been, you know, you've done a lot of work too, right? So I'm going to get you the friends and family rate at the $249, right? Again, we're just asking you to stick it out 4 months, okay? That's if you're doing that, because it's like combining two programs into one package. So that's why I told her, well, if we're going to take over their other program, okay, I asked her, can we just only, like, can they pay $125 for the transfer fee? Because we would essentially be doing two programs for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your monthly, instead of que sea $299, it would be the $249, right, every month. But for the transfer, the Google Verified is going to be $125. So you're looking at $374. I don't know if that's going to help you guys.
Okay. I know that last time we talked and you said that you also ran like the Yelp page and everything, right?
What we're going to do for your Yelp is we're not going to do the campañas on Yelp, but we're going to brand that Yelp page so that it's visible for people to see. Okay. Branding is a big part too. You know what I mean? And Yelp is another good platform that people perform those searches on. Pero te voy a decir una cosa. Because you're not doing Yelp ads, I'm going to encourage you how you're going to get more opportunities on Yelp without having to do Yelp ads and pay for those right now is respond, and I know you're good at this, respond to your messages that people send you. Because the majority of the time, Crystal, they're going to message you on Yelp asking for a quote, right? So you want to make sure that you respond within even 15 minutes, because the quicker that you respond, it's going to show that your response time is quick and it's going to help you with your ranking on Yelp. Sin pagando por los campañas. You know what I mean? Okay. And I mean, we do help with Yelp ads, but I'm going to be honest with you. For you right now, I don't recommend the Yelp ads yet. Not right now. You need to build up more revenue, okay? And how you're going to do that is more with the Google products for now, okay? So that's why I encourage more Google than anything. And you've done a lot of this on your own. So she did approve for me, you know, if you do want to do both, having us take care of the Google Verified Google Leads program and then also doing the other package, I can get it discounted for you where you would be paying the $249 a month and you're only paying the $125 for the transfer fee.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's after today, I would just be paying the $249, right?
Today, yeah. So today, you would be paying $374. Okay. Every 15th of the month, you're only paying $249. Okay. Now, once the team gets in there, you give them the access because they're going to send you like requesting access to the Google Verified profile. They're going to look in there and then they're going to say, okay, well, this is what she needs. And then she's completely, then she'll go live. And what happens is you're going to pay Google directly. And I got the corrected number. For every lead that you get from Google Verified, right? Remember the campaña at the very, very top with the check mark. You're going to pay Google $26 directly. You're going to pay us $8.67 for every lead. Okay. But we're going to manage it for you. The only time that your pricing changes for those leads is if you did yourself max bidding or if you, you know, made changes on it. But we're going to be managing it. So we'll be able to see, and you're going to see everything in our tracking and reporting system. The team will go over more of that with you in that time, but we're also going to, we need to get you 5 reviews. You need to get reviews on your profile. So we're going to create you a link to help you with that as well. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, now. So let me do this. I'm going to send you this email. So this email is actually going to say, because you're going to have our ideal package, okay, is what we're getting you. So let me resend this, and I'm going to send it to the right email address. I can't believe I put, I should have asked you, do you have the unique spelling? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me do this, and let me just make the changes. Waiving setup fee, $249 is that. The transfer fee is going to be $125. How many do you have? How many little ones?
I have 2, but I'm currently expecting another one.
You are, what are you due? Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm due on, May the 29th.
Oh, really? May 29th? My birthday is May 10th. Día de las Madres.
Yeah. Pero doble regalo, ¿verdad?
Yeah, I say that. You know what my mom tells me? She goes, you owe me 2 presents. I go, why? She goes, because I had you on Mother's Day. And I said, what do you mean? When I go, I was one of the gifts. She goes, ah, estás loca.
She's like, I want 2 gifts.
Right, right. I'm like, no way. Okay, so let me, I'm going to put in here what the management fee is, so this way you know what it is, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put $867, and then, okay, so let me see. Management fee, so that means, like, your minimum monthly management fee, and they'll work out the numbers more with you, but I always like to give you, like, an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the management fee per lead is $867. If you're doing the monthly, then it's $113. Okay. Pero dependiendo and how many leads you're taking, like in that month, again, the team's going to help you track all of this through the tracking and reporting system, which is what I love, that you're able to track everything. Okay. Cause that's important.
So it would be like $800?
No, mija, not $800. So for example, okay. We always start everyone with a minimum monthly budget of up to 13 leads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with us, right, it's going to be 113 that you're paying for the monthly management fee for up to 13 leads. Así es como lo explico, ¿no? But remember, you're paying Google directly, okay?
Yeah.
So we're just only charging you a management fee per lead. So I always like to give you, like, what a monthly looks like. But, again, like, let's say you took, I don't know, let's say you took 10 leads, right, in that month.
Yeah.
Basically, you would have only been paying us, what, $86.70? Because it's $8.67 per lead, okay?
Yeah.
The team is going to be a little bit more descriptive when it comes to this because they go way more in detail with you. So this way you understand what, how it's all going to work. And, again, everything is trackable because we want you to be able to track that. You're also going to have not just a team dedicated to your account, but you're going to also have an account manager, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a specific person that's going to be in contact with you regarding your account, which is a big plus. So that's something I really enjoy as well, that you have also someone else involved. Okay. So I'm sending this to you.
Okay.
Now, Crystal, the card that we're putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
It's under my name.
Okay. And how does your name read on there?
Karen Crystal McGillis May.
Okay. Okay. Karen Crystal. Are you teaching your kids Spanish? That's so good.
Yeah, we mostly speak Spanish in the home.
That's
my
youngest
speaks more English than my, well, both of them already speak, like, English, but we speak more Spanish than English.
You know what, Crystal, good for you. Good for you. I wish I would have taught my kids Spanish, because my girls are like, what? And my daughter, she's worked in a business where a lot of them speak Spanish, and they tease her, and they're like, how do you have, like, a last name like Inostrosa, and you don't even understand Spanish? And she's like, it's my mom's fault.
I don't blame it on me. Blame it on my mom.
I know, exactly. Okay, Mia, spell your last name for me one more time. M-A-L.
M-A-L-Q-U-I.
A-D-E-S.
Q-U-I-A-D-E-S. Got it. M-A-L-Q-U-I-A-D-E-S. Okay, and then May afterwards. Okay, perfect. I don't know. I had saved it, and I don't know why I didn't save it this last time. Okay. What is the billing address? Is it 218 Spruce Street? I saw that address on your Angie's list.
That's my billing address.
Okay. And that's the address associated with the business, too. And this doesn't have the business name on the card, right? It's just your name.
Yeah, it's just my name. My business card, I tried to set it, like, I just bought it not too long ago.
Okay.
But it wouldn't, I had to set it up, but it didn't let me put a pin on it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No worries. No worries.
But I know that it's better to kind of, like, whenever it's tax season, to kind of, like, say, hey, I've been paying.
So listen, if at any time, let's say later on down the road, you want to change the card number to the business card, just let us know. And then we just update it in the system. Okay?
Okay.
And then this is a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa card.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
That card number is 4436.
Uh-huh.
2801-1169-3218.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
The expiration is 11 and then 2028.
11-2028. And what's the CVV code on the back?
It's 971.
971. Okay. I'm going to also send you a text message right now with our phone number. I want you to save it in your phone contacts under our company name, Local Splash, only because whenever the team calls you, we're going to call you from that number. I also want you to save it because if you need to get in touch with us, you have our number already saved. Okay?
All right.
Now, before I process the payment, I am going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording, and it is because I have you at that discounted pre-agreement, okay? It's also an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Crystal, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does this mean? So this way I can rephrase it for you. I want to make sure that you have a clear and very firm understanding before we even process that transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Golan Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Karen Melquiades May, member.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Crystal, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I am.
Okay. Now, I did send you the number that I asked you to please make sure you save it in your contacts under Local Splash. I always ask for you to allow us up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return all phone calls to you. Okay? Now, okay. In regards to this part, as I was mentioning, that once you start having more visibility, we do like to advise you that you might get calls, right, from those third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to provide a security question for you, okay? This is going to help you identify if that call is actually coming from us. You could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
My mother's maiden's name.
Okay, and what was her last name before she got married?
Sanchez.
Sanchez? Okay.
Mm-hmm, Sanchez.
Now, I'm going to give you, you know, like let's say someone calls, right? And they're like, oh, this mm-hmm. is Local Splash, and you're not sure. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang mm-hmm. up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse mm-hmm. to give you the security question, go ahead and kindly disconnect the call. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and you're familiar with Yelp, that they're a directory, okay, that mm-hmm. does marketing as well, advertising services for their directory listing. If you do get those phone calls, and let's just say you happen to be interested in it, right, and trying it out, let mm-hmm. me know because I can get you a discounted rate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to clarify, what this means is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a heads up so that way we can make sure it's not a service that we're already providing because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we also, as a part of the verification process, okay, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Crystal, these may include your business license, proof of insurance, any documents for Google Guaranteed, Google Verified program, and any other recommended for your Google business profile, okay, any mm-hmm. of the verification. We kindly ask, okay, that you get these documents over to us within the first 7 days because mm-hmm. failure to provide the necessary documentation, it could result in delays, okay, or it could suspend your account with us here, okay? Do you okay. agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 15th, December 15th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $374.
$1,000.
Now, Crystal, this is, okay, a four-month verbal agreement. So basically, we're asking you to stick it out 4 months. Now, your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 15th day of each month in the amount of $249, okay? Because that's covering the local SEO, the Facebook, the management, the Facebook ads. It's covering all of that, right? And then the website management. Now, that'll be a monthly recurring payment. The Google verified leads, once we see, okay, yes, she is completely approved, everything's set to go, then the team will notify you to activate those leads. And again, you'll be paying Google directly, but paying us the management fee. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that number again is 877-635-6225. You must speak with the live representative if you are canceling, okay, or even pausing it. If you cancel your account within the first 120 days, there will be, okay, it'll be like a cancellation fee. Otherwise, okay, if you cancel after the 4 months, there's no cancellation fee, okay? Now, to prevent those charges for your next month of service, just make sure that you call us 3 business days before that bill is due, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And Crystal, real quick, you have the West Virginia State Contractor License, right? That's the one that you carry?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, my headset was dying over here. I had to plug it in. I heard it beeping. And then I know you got the insurance as well. Okay, perfect. So I'm just updating this real quick. How does your schedule look for today or for tomorrow for your client interview? It's going to take about 30 to 40 minutes, but I do want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Do you prefer today or tomorrow?
Today, actually. Tomorrow I have an appointment, but today I have, like, all day.
Perfect. Need to change. All right. Give me 1 second here. Let me look at the calendar to see what we have available. Let's take a look.
I know that you mentioned that there was a phone number that was sent. Was that sent, like, in the email, or was that sent?
I sent it to you in a text message, Miha. Take a look.
Okay. So if please feel free to call us. Okay, so at the 877-635-6225,
correct. Okay, then I also need you to look at the one. Let me see here.
No.
They're like, come on, Mom.
Your dad bought, like, gummies, the melatonin gummies, and my youngest loves gummies, so he wants to eat one.
Oh, no. You're like, no. Do those work for the kids? My friend takes them herself, and she's like, oh, my gosh, it puts me to sleep.
I mean, I feel like it depends.
On the time of day, maybe,
I'm guessing. I mean, for mine, it worked when they were younger, but I stopped giving it to them because I don't feel like it's necessary. They kind of, like, have their own, like, schedule regimen, and I was like, I don't want them to depend on, like, a gummy. But I guess, like, once in a while, you know, you have plans and you want them to sleep early. They do work.
Okay.
You just got to make sure you got to give them two.
You know, before, my cousin would say, she would tell her kids, come here, you need to take cough medicine. Isn't that terrible? She would give the kids cough medicine. This was years ago, right? And I would tease her and tell her, you know, that's not good. The kids would say, am I sick? And she's like, yeah, you need to take cough medicine. Mom, you're terrible. You're giving your kids cough medicine. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Is that bad? You know, I was like, I can't believe that. But my mom,
I think she would be like, dale Tylenol para que se duerma. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. You're like, what?
That was me?
That they don't have a fever, right? You know, it's so funny. It is so funny porque a veces, like, even, like, I remember as a kid, my mom, on the, I mean, I don't know if they do it now, pero con los niños, the babies, when they were, like, teething, they would get, like, tequila on their finger, and they would just rub it on their gums.
Dear Lord. I don't know which was worse out of the three.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is so funny. Okay, let me see here. All right, so let me go back. Okay, let's take a look at the calendar. We're the 15th. Let's see what we got available right now.
Y la que esto es medicina.
We're almost done.
Okay.
I'm just trying to pull up a calendar here and see if I can find out who your account manager is. Just let them know that I need someone assigned to you. Let me go here. I appreciate your patience. I know the kids are probably like, what is going on? We need my mom. So let me tell you what times I have, Crystal, and this is going to be in your time zone, okay?
Okay.
So you're 3 hours ahead of me because I'm in California. So you're 3 hours ahead because you're on Eastern. So 11, 2, 3. 11, 12, 1, 2. I have a 2 o'clock, your time. I have a 5, 5:30, 6, and 6:30. What time do you want?
I think we'll do a 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 2 and 2:30. We're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just got to make sure you answer all the calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, let's say you need 5 or, I don't know, maybe 10 more minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And they will call you right back. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or if you need to reschedule it, then we'll reschedule it. But the quicker we get you through that interview, the faster we're moving. Okay? So let me just go here. Okay, then I'll get that sent over to you. Then I'll send you a reminder to an hour before your interview, just in case if you forget, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I'm glad that we're getting this taken care of today. Let me put ideal client. Okay, when it comes to the roofing, some of the other notes that I want to look at here, because I'm going to change up some of these right now.
Welcome here, your credentials for the client desk.
Oh, yeah, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. We sent it in a text, and we also emailed it.
A copy of your invoice for the email.
Yes. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Okay. Local, I agree to receive SMS.
Yes, yeah, messages from us. Uh-huh.
Click here and type your name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I
exactly
just put, like, my full name?
Yeah, exactly as it reads there, Miha. You got to type it exactly like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know how soon we'll probably start seeing, like...
That's what I was going to tell you. So with the timeline, okay, the way it's going to work, and I'm always going to give you realistic expectancies. Keep in mind things could happen sooner. I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So within 5 to 7 days,
okay,
you're listed in the directories. You could also start tracking your results with us, okay? Seven to 14 days, okay, your Facebook ads and your website is live. Those could start generating phone calls for you, okay? Now, what I always state in the terms and conditions that we send in writing to you, we always state that the first page placement on Google, that can take anywhere between 60 to 90 days. That's what I'm always going to say, okay? Even when, Crystal, I have seen it many, many times, I've seen it happen sooner. Now, you have the Google Business Profile, right? So you need to add us on as managers. In your case, there is a possibility it could happen a lot sooner because it's not like we're creating this whole new profile, right? But I will always stick to that timeline because when it happens sooner for you, even though I promised, you know, a little longer, but when it happens sooner, you're going to be much happier. With the Google Verified, my team's got to get in there and see donde se quedó, right? I've also requested for them to create you a link because we need you to start getting reviews, okay? Even if you did work for family, ask them to leave you a review. Okay. I know that you haven't had a whole lot of work, but if there's anybody you know that you've done work for, okay, even if it was 5 years ago, ask them to leave you a review. Okay. So we're going to help you generate those reviews. Okay. Because that's the modern day word of mouth. All right.
Okay.
So that, you know, once we know that, okay, yes, she's completely good with the Google Verified, then they'll call you to say, okay, Crystal, when do you want to activate your leads to turn the leads on? Google Verified, when you start seeing those leads come, you're going to love that program, I'm going to tell you. It is one of Google's better products, in my opinion. Okay. Better than Google Ads.
I mean, everyone goes to Google for everything, so.
Todos. I mean, even when I was looking up my tooth pain, I was on, like, literally, I was on Google. Rather than, ya me estaba muriendo, you know, because I was just reading what was my hospital. Get off of Google, call the dentist, you know. But,
you
yeah.
You can die from an infection. I know.
You know what? That's why I'm so glad that they took care of it, because that's what had me nervous. I had a friend, Crystal, and I'm not joking. El año pasado, she had a tooth that was infected. She didn't take care of it. They thought she had a stroke. Do you know it was an infection that went up to her brain? She can't even walk right now. So when it comes to your teeth, do not let that go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take care of it right away. So I'm just sending you this calendar in by Miha. And then, so remember, they'll be calling you. I won't be here when it's time to call you because I'll be at the dentist at that time. So they're going to call you directly. Okay. But you can always reach out to the team. You have our phone number. I want to be the first, Crystal, to welcome you to our local Splash family. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you guys. And we're here for you every step of the way. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for
your
help.
You are so welcome. Okay, so they're going to call you in a bit. All right? So be looking out for that 877 number. Okay?
I will. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Well,
my
you
pleasure.
Have a good one.
You too.
Good luck with your teeth and everything.
Thank you.
If
I don't talk
to
you before then, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you.
I hope it's a very profitable one for you, okay? Many blessings to you and your family. Okay, you're welcome.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Girl, I was working her. Oh my gosh. Okay, so